All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. Octavia Butler, Parable of the Sower. Parable of the Sower, Octavia E. Butler's sci-fi Afro-futuristic novel, has now been adapted for stage, which was going to debut this spring through Arts Emerson's Cutler Majestic Theater. With music and lyrics composed by Toshi Reagan in collaboration with her mother, Bernice Johnson Reagan, whom you might know from the social justice singing group, Sweet Honey in the Rock. It is the story of Lauren Olamina, who lives in a not so distant America where climate change has driven society to violence and the brink of extinction. When she loses both family and home, she ventures out into the unknown. What begins as a desperate fight for survival leads to something more profound, a startling vision of human destiny that bursts the seeds of a new faith. So here we are this Sunday on the 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, also known as the Justice Gospel. Jesus has become well known throughout the nearby cities and villages. Many who followed him have seen and experienced his acts of mercy, how he cured lepers, raised the sick from their beds, and brought the dead back to life. As he traveled from place to place, Jesus taught people many things like God's goodness, how to go about their daily life and work, care for their neighbor, love of their enemies, and how to pray. His messages were clear and spoken in a way that most would understand. The crowd's growing so much that in today's gospel, Jesus finds himself teaching from a boat while the people gathered along the shore. He had already picked up John the Baptizer's announcement about the nearness of the reign of God, so we are moved into transformation from the invisible to the visible of God's presence here on earth. And as it's time to go to Jerusalem draws closer, there is an urgency to bring this new faith to life, much like Lauren did. Today's parable is the first of many stories that Jesus told so that they might better get a picture of the reign of God that exists on earth. Over and over again, he would use images that most of his listeners would be able to relate to. The reign of God is like a mustard seed, like a treasure in the field, like yeast, like a great pearl, like a net let down in the sea. The parable of the sower is a familiar story to us. It is simply a sower who goes out to throw seeds and scatter seeds everywhere. During this pandemic time, many of us have bought seeds or seedlings that were either delivered to us by mail, curbside pickup, or we stood in line at our local nurseries. We planted them in neat rows of containers and marked what we had planted. We took the time to methodically prepare the soil and map out where each seed or seedling was to go. But the sower scatters seeds everywhere. Some of it falls on hard ground, clearly exposed, and is immediately snatched up by the birds. Some of it falls on ground full of gravel with little soil. The seed grows up, but quickly dies from lack of nourishment. the tender plants wither away. Some of the seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns eventually choked the plants and they died. And the last of the seed fell on good, rich soil, and luscious plants grew. We hear this story, and it is easy enough to wonder which soil we might be. We know the beaten path of life and what it is to be packed down. At some point, our lives have been rocky patches. We have been bruised and scratched by the thorns of life. And we have known the experience of having our feet firmly planted in good spaces where all is right with the world. If we hear this parable and equate it with the seed being the word of God, again, we might wonder what kind of soil we are. Are we that hard, rocky, and thorny soil where nothing will grow, or are we the well-weeded and fertilized soil? Are we among the hard soil people who hear the word of God but do not take it to heart? Are we the rocky soil people where the seed of God blossoms for a while, but then we get bored and we move on? Are we among those who hear the word of God, but then get all tangled up and distracted by worldly things? Jesus did not introduce this parable by saying, "This is the kind of soil the sower had to work with. This is the kind of dirt you should be." He said, "Listen, a sower went out to sow." With any parable that Jesus taught, there's always more layers than first appears. So when we hear this parable and we think immediately that this is a story about us, this story is less about us and more about the reign of God. And in particular, it is a story about who God is. It is about the abundance of God. God is a benevolent sower who, since the beginning of creation, has cast bountiful seeds of goodness and grace upon everything and everyone that has been and will be created. God is a gracious sower who is not stingy with his seed, but who casts it freely. God is a magnificent sower who doesn't distinguish between good soil and not so good soil. No ground and no one is undeserving of God's seeds, of God's blessing that scatter to the far reaches of the earth. This goes along with what Jesus told the crowds earlier in Matthew's gospel. He makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. Later, Jesus said, "Let anyone with ears listen." If we have heard this parable, you will find that there is yet another layer that we should consider. That as Christians, we are not off the hook when it comes to sowing seeds. Part of the plan is that as followers of Christ, we too are to announce that God's reign is right here in our midst. Like Lauren, we are able to sow God's word in places that we go and to everyone that we meet. It is not up to us to determine whether other soil is arid or rocky or threatened with thorns or by hungry birds. It is not up to us to determine who is worthy or less worthy of the gift that is sown. We are simply to sow and let God the sower do the rest. Amen.